23 minutes away from 9 a.m. It is time for our Pet of the Week. Adam Burnett joining us right now from Harbor Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Brent. How are you, man?
Good. I haven't talked to you since last year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. A little belated, but
a little belated.
2014 is upon us, and you were talking a few minutes ago. You just came sliding in here.
I did.
The roads are wicked in spots, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and it's the key is just, you know, and people know it, just take it slow, you know, and I know sometimes things happen and, you know, you're in a hurry, but, you know, it's just remember to take it slow, maybe allow a little extra time, and, you know, if you do that, you should be okay. I mean, it is a little slippery out there.
And I don't want people to be in my traffic reports.
Exactly.
My goal is I don't want them in there at all. Well, you've got a beautiful pet of the week. It is a beautiful dog, kind of a honey-color, ginger-color dog, and her name is Honey, right?
Yeah, very fitting. She's actually, her name is Honey. She's a lab mix.
Uh-huh.
And we believe she's older, between 5 and 7, so
okay.
She's a little bit on the older end. Mm-hmm. Her story is actually pretty traumatic. She came to us last year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had witnessed her be hit by a car.
Oh,
and unfortunately, the car that hit her kept running.
Okay.
And didn't stop. And so this person stopped and picked her up.
Aww.
And brought her to us. And so when she came to us, I believe she had a fractured skull. Her spine was really, you know, messed up. And unfortunately, you know, she wasn't looking too good, but we reached out to a local vet in the area and we were able to get her out to them and they were able to nurse her back to health. And happy to report that she is nearly 100% free.
Aww.
Of all her pain that she had from this accident.
Thanks to that wonderful motorist that stopped and helped.
Oh, my gosh.
How about
yes.
that?
Good Samaritan. And, you know, fortunately now, and it's funny when you meet her, it looks like she's smiling in that picture. If you look at
it does,
picture,
yeah.
Which, for all of our listeners out there, you can see a picture of her at harborhumane.org.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even act like anything happened to her. She's
really?
Such a sweet dog.
Aww.
And just is looking for a family to cherish the rest of her life with.
Yeah.
Because I think now she knows, like, well, you know, people invested in fixing me, so now I want to return that love. And
right.
I mean, literally, she's good with kids, cats, dogs,
aww.
Old people, young people. I mean, anybody. We actually take her to events when we have to go talk to children.
Oh, do you really?
Because she does so well, and the kids love her, and they come up and pet her.
And she's a lab mix?
She's a lab mix,
okay.
Yeah. And she's smaller,
yeah.
Probably maybe, you know, 30, 40 pounds tops. Not
okay.
very big.
Uh-huh.
Very sweet dog. And again, she is available for adoption at Harbor Humane. So if you're looking to add either another fur friend or a new fur friend, definitely come on out and meet Honey. She's very, very sweet.
Well, see, I'm never really sure what kind of animal you're going to bring into us, whether it be a llama, hamster, iguana, you know, ferret. You never know. No, usually it's a dog or a cat.
Exactly.
But Honey is just a sweet-looking dog. Now, again, what's the website people can go see Honey's picture?
Absolutely. You can go to harborhumane.org. At the bottom, there's a picture with the pet of the week, and then her picture's right there, and she's all smiley and bubbly, and that picture's wonderful of her, very fitting.
And about the deal for our pet of the week, there's a special offer, right, for our listeners?
There is, yes. So if you go in this week until next Wednesday when I'm here, her adoption fee is 50% off.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really, really good deal. So if, you know, and if price is kind of a thing, you know, definitely come on out and talk with our staff. We'll work with you.
Okay.
And again, that 50% off is a good incentive to definitely come on out and take a wonderful animal home and bring her into your home.
And Honey, when you get the dog, when you get Honey or any other animal,
mm-hmm.
all the shots are given, is that
absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. They're all up to date on their vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
All up to date. They're microchipped. They are, you know,
oh, they are microchipped too.
Yes.
Wow.
They come, you know, microchipped, and the microchip will be addressed to the new adopter.
Nice.
Which is nice because that's kind of that added, you know, benefit if the animal does get lost.
Mm-hmm.
If they have
yeah.
a microchip, we can hopefully try to bring them back to the owner.
Like when somebody brought Honey in, if Honey would have the microchip, maybe the original
absolutely.
Owner would have been able to get Honey back.
Well,
yeah. speaking of microchipping, you have an event coming up this weekend, correct?
We do, and it's actually a $10 microchipping event.
Mm.
We will be at the Chowhound in Holland, right there off Chicago Drive from 12 to 2,
mm-hmm.
And we will be offering $10 microchipping. So definitely, if you're thinking about it, that is a really good price to just get your furry friend microchipped and kind of ensure that extra, you know, safety just in case, unfortunately, something does happen.
So you do it right in the spot right there?
We do. Our
really?
Staff does it, and they're trained to do it, and it doesn't hurt the animal by any means.
Oh,
you know,
good,
we work
good.
With them. Definitely come on out, and even if you want to come check it out, you know, we'll be there from 12 to 2, but we will also have adoptable animals there as well. We'll have some doggies out there that'll be available for adoption. So it's going to be a fun day this Saturday.
So what's the process as far as microchipping? People bring their animal in, and
yep.
it can be any animal that they have. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we
within reason. I mean, you're not going to do a raccoon
exactly.
problem.
We typically stick with dogs, cats, or rabbits.
Okay.
and I don't know if we've done anything besides those three. Those are kind of our big three.
The big three. Okay.
Focus on. But if you what you do is you bring them them to us. Mm-hmm. We have a form that you fill out, you know, with your information and all that. And then basically after we do that and, you know, receive the $10 payment, we do the microchip right then and there.
Right then and there, and away you go.
Away you go. It's mm-hmm. literally the size of a grain of rice, too.
Really?
It doesn't, you know, doesn't hurt the animal at all. But that little thing is so cool because when it's in the animal
mm-hmm.
and they come to us and we have a little device that we scan over them, mm-hmm. and if the microchip is in them, it goes beep, 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 and it's in there. And it's
you contact it's so the owner because cool. you have all that information on
it
file.
Pulls up the information if it's current. Now, the
right.
other thing is you have to keep it current.
Okay.
If you move, that's not our doing once you adopt the animal.
Right.
But if you keep that updated, that is such a powerful tool.
Just or if you, you know, lose your animal, you could call the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
And then you can also check your records to see if that animal's been recovered.
You got
through
it.
Microchipping. Well, that's a great service. It really is. Mm-hmm. Tell us again, where is that this coming weekend?
That is at the Chowhound in Holland, which mm-hmm. is right there off of Chicago Drive. I can't miss it, right there by the AutoZone, and I believe right next to the Big B.
Sure. All right. That's going on what time Saturday?
This Saturday from 12 to 2, we will be there.
Noon to 2. All right. We'll look for you there. How can people help if they just want to help the Humane Society? Do you have volunteer opportunities?
We do. And actually, we've actually had a bigger increase with the new year. You know, mm-hmm. families are looking to get involved with us. And we welcome any, you know, new volunteers. And if you're interested in doing that, please visit our website.
Mm-hmm.
We have a volunteer part that kind of explains, you know, the positions that we're looking for and the needs, and then you can also fill out a volunteer form right there
mm-hmm.
and send it to our staff, and we'll be able to process that and definitely get the ball rolling on getting you and your family in to help volunteer with our animals.
It's a great idea. You know, it's a good family thing to do, and
absolutely.
Even if you don't have a big family, if you have a small family, whatever, get out there and help.
Absolutely. Even if you're one person, too, we could definitely love your help.
The Harbor Humane Society can always use the help. And food donations still being accepted?
Oh, absolutely. We are currently, our biggest needs are dry kitten food, which you can find at most local pet stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then also dry dog food as well. Those are our kind of bigger needs right now. It kind of fluctuates depending on the animals that we have
mm-hmm.
and all that good stuff. But definitely dry kitten food and dry dog food are our biggest needs.
All right. Pet of the Week is Honey. If you're interested in this beautiful golden lab, again, give us the website and the phone number there, Adam.
Yep, the website, you can go to harborhumane.org, and at the very bottom, there's the Pet of the Week segment. You mm-hmm. can read all about Honey. You can also give our staff a call at 616-399-2119. We open at 12 today, or you can, you know, safely brave the weather and come on out and mm-hmm. see her later. We will have her there, and she'll be waiting for you.
You're just a few miles north of Holland. It's not that far away.
Yeah, and it's off 31. I think 31's, I don't know, I'm not sure how 31 is right now. But
probably getting better. The trucks have been out doing a good job this morning.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, just take it slow. Definitely come on out and meet Honey.
Great. Adam Burnett, thank you for stopping in, as always.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're the marketing director at Harbor Humane Society. It's always good to see you, and hopefully we'll get Honey adopted out very soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely come on out and meet her. Very sweet dog.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Have a great week.